Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. U.S. President Joe Biden travels Monday to the Pacific island state of Hawaii to meet with officials and survivors and survey damage from wildfires that devastated Maui. The White House said Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will see firsthand the impacts of the devastating wildfires, as well as discuss the recovery effort. The fires earlier this month left widespread destruction in the seaside town of Lahaina, killing at least 114 people. Governor Josh Green said the toll is expected to rise, with efforts to find missing people still underway. Two people were injured in Moscow on Monday when debris from a Ukrainian drone destroyed by Russian air defenses fell on a house. This according to the regional governor. Russian officials said that Ukraine launched a drone attack aimed at the Moscow and Kaluga regions. The aerial assault temporarily disrupted flights at several Russian airports, but service later resumed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Denmark on Monday, where he thanked Danish lawmakers a day after Denmark and the Netherlands announced they would provide Ukrainian forces with U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets. Tropical Storm Hillary made landfall Sunday in Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, weakening as it moved north into California and Nevada. The storm forced the cancellation of flights in Los Angeles, San Diego, and Las Vegas, while schools in Los Angeles and San Diego were closed on Monday. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency to help with response and recovery. Karen Bass is mayor of Los Angeles.
The city has opened the most emergency temporary shelters for unhoused Angelenos experiencing homelessness to provide relief from extreme weather since at least 2020.
This is VOA News. A progressive from outside Guatemala's power structure was resoundingly elected the country's next president on Sunday, despite preliminary results showing a potential landslide for anti-corruption crusader Bernardo Arevalo. Attention immediately turned to whether he would be allowed to assume power, as the current administration is trying to suspend his party's legal status. Meanwhile, the presidential race in Ecuador is headed for a runoff in October. Two former lawmakers, Luisa Gonzalez and Daniel Noboa, survived the first round voting Sunday. The contest was darkened by the assassination of anti-corruption candidate Fernando Villavicencio earlier this month. Canada is sending armed forces to tackle fast-spreading wildfires in British Columbia as the western province deals with flames that have put more than 35,000 people under evacuation orders. Justin Trudeau is Canada's prime minister.
Even as we're seeing those terrible images, we're also seeing images of how Canadians across the country, particularly out west, are stepping up to help their fellow citizens, their neighbors, residents who are fleeing for their lives, in many cases have lost everything.
Roughly 140,000 square kilometers of land have been scorched nationwide, with smoky haze extending as far as the U.S. East Coast. Government officials project that the fire season could stretch into autumn because of widespread drought-like conditions. Spain has won the FIFA Women's World Cup after defeating England by 1-0 in the final in Sydney's Olympic Stadium. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
A goal by Spanish captain Olga Carmona in the first half hour of the final was enough to defeat England in front of 75,000 fans at Sydney's Olympic Stadium. Spain is just the fifth country to win the trophy. The victorious team returns home Monday to a jubilant reception from Spanish supporters. In determining third and fourth place, Sweden defeated Australia 2-0 in Brisbane on Saturday. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Chinese stocks hit nine-month lows as the yen tumbled on Monday. This as efforts by authorities to revive demand failed to excite investors who were becoming less confident in Beijing's ability to restore momentum into the economy. A smaller-than-expected cut in a key lending benchmark also disappointed markets. For VOA News in Washington,